You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm Tracy Ross. And on the phone now, I'm pleased to be joined by Brad Thompson down in Martin, Tennessee. We're going to talk about the upcoming Soybean Festival. Brad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Well, tell me, a Soybean Festival, I understand it started in 1994, but can you just briefly tell us about the origins of the festival?
Sure, that was definitely a little bit before my time here in Martin. But it all got started with, you know, a way of celebrating community and partnering with the University of Tennessee at Martin and the city of Martin. And, you know, the commonality of what they shared, you know, the university is an ag school, and it made sense, you know, with soybean production being very high in West Tennessee for us to celebrate the soybean. It has a lot of different qualities, and we refer to it as the magical bean. But it started about 20 years ago. It's been a very long-lived festival, and it just grows each year. It's a really great time of celebrating community while also celebrating an agricultural product that's near and dear to our area.
How prolific is West Tennessee as a soybean-producing region? Just is it the largest area in the country for producing soybeans or among?
It is among. It's definitely within the top 10.
So tell us just briefly, how big of a deal is the Soybean Festival? What kind of tourists or outside individuals do you generally plan on for the festival every year?
Well, really, people come from all over. I have been I've received phone calls from Iowa, from Florida, from Illinois. I even had one phone call from a lady in New York. But it's been very interesting to see the different types of people that it draws in. And not only is it just a celebration of the soybean that's novel that grabs people's attention, but it also with our lineup of entertainment that we have, and with the entertainment being free, that really draws in a lot of folks. Last year was our biggest year ever, and we're anticipating a really, really big year this year. You know, we'd never really seen anything like that before, and I wouldn't say that it scared us, but it definitely concerned us because we have the festival located in our historic downtown Martin area, which is a large enough area, but we had probably about 15,000 people in our downtown at one time last year for a concert, and it was great, but it's definitely something that was concerning to us because, you know, we were thinking if we had to get somebody out of here, you know, how are we going to do it? But we have grown, and all of the festivals in the past have been well done, and they've all grown on each other. So, you know, we're proud of that and glad that the festival's been able to sustain itself.
That's a good problem to have, more people than you expected. Can you briefly tell us about the highlights of this year's festival? I believe it starts next Thursday, the 29th, right?
That's correct. We have a little business in town that honors our public servants here, with our police personnel and our fire personnel, and that's kind of a kickoff for that group. And then the Friday and Saturday nights, Friday night we have a truck and tractor pull that's biodiesel truck and tractor pull, sponsored by the National Biodiesel Board, and that's looking to be shape up to be a really good event. And also, we're having a pro wrestling event the following Saturday in our historic downtown at Festival Park on the following Saturday. And if you want to know more about those events, you know, I would encourage people to go to our website or like our Facebook page. Both are tnsoybeanfestival.org. And that's a good place to find information on all of our upcoming events. Those two events kick off our festival. Those are the only two events that are charged, and they're $10 a person. Everything else following those two nights is completely free.
Well, wow, I'll tell you what, it sounds like a great time. You've got a bicycle rodeo coming up. I see a soybean sidewalk, a chalk art contest, and a whole bunch more. And one more time, what's the web address to find out all about the Soybean Festival?
Oh, sure. The Soybean Festival website is tnsoybeanfestival.org. That's like Tennessee Soybean Festival. So the state of Tennessee abbreviated tnsoybeanfestival.org. And that will lead you to how to become a vendor if you're interested in vending during the festival time, or to find out our complete event schedule. And that's a good source of information there. You can find out anything you want to. Also, I would say if anybody has any further questions, feel free to call me at my office at any time. I'm at 731-588-2507. It's somewhat our soybean hotline, and there'll be someone on board to take your phone call. If someone's not here, leave a message. We'll get back in touch with you and call you back as soon as possible.
Well, Brad, thanks so much for taking some time to join us on Sounds Good today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and it was good to talk with you, and encourage everybody to come out and enjoy the festival this year. It's going to be a great time.
Well, thank you very much. The Soybean Festival kicks off in Martin, Tennessee next Thursday. Should be a good time celebrating all things soybeans.